You're listening to SBS News.
Russia's Constitutional Court has recognized the absorption of four Ukrainian regions as constitutional. Chairman of the Russian Constitutional Court, Valery Zorkin, makes the announcement.
Today, the Constitutional Court adopted four resolutions which approved the relevant agreements of the Russian Federation with the two republics of Donetsk and Luhansk and the regions of Kherson and Zaporizhia. I must say that now, after ratification, although the treaties themselves have come into effect after signing immediately, as you know, that is, they are now in effect with all the consequences. After ratification, this will finally be included in the text of our constitution, and we will then have 89 regions, 89 entities.
The lower house of Russia's parliament is expected to consider draft laws on absorbing the four regions today. The head of Russia's Federation Council, the upper parliamentary chamber, has previously said that the body would likely vote on the incorporation laws on Tuesday. British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace says there is no going back for Russian President Vladimir Putin, who he believed wanted to push west of Ukraine.
On Friday, President Putin illegally annexed part of Ukraine, another European state. To accompany this occasion, he delivered another tirade at the world. He did this at his very moment. His own poorly equipped troops, appallingly led, were being routed from the east of Ukraine. As countries around the world condemned his actions, he attended a concert, cheered on by bust-in crowds. Ridiculous as his homophobic, anti-West rants were, what he didn't say was just as interesting. He never addressed the tens of thousands of Russian widows and mothers whose young men were sent to their deaths by incompetent generals and because of his illegal invasion, or more than the 50,000 injured personnel he is frightened to visit. He didn't address the charges of war crimes his forces have been involved in. Because for President Putin, there is no going back.
Mr. Putin's land grab has threatened to push the conflict to a dangerous new level. It also prompted Ukraine to formally apply for NATO membership, a bid that won support from nine Central and Eastern European NATO members, fearful that Russia's aggression could eventually target them too. Mr. Wallace calls Mr. Putin dangerous and says the UK must stand strong with Ukraine.
He genuinely believes in some czarist imperialist destiny to unite the supposedly ancient people of Rus. By all the means at his disposal, he seeks to pursue ethnic nationalism in a way we haven't seen since the 1940s. Be under no illusion, he is dangerous. Ukraine says they are fighting not just for themselves, but also for us. And they're right. It is why we must stand strong beside them. It is why we must not let brutality and disregard for human rights triumph over the values of all we hold dear. And our response matters, because the world is watching.
Russian defense officials claim a missile attack targeted the local headquarters of Ukraine's security service. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov.
According to updated intel, as a result of a high-precision strike by the Russian aerospace forces on the 29th of September on the office building of the Security Service of Ukraine in the city of Dnipro, over 35 SBU staffers were destroyed, including foreign advisors. About 40 SBU employees are listed as unaccounted for.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has given out awards to members of the territorial defense. He notes how territorial defense fighters are involved in the liberation of Kharkiv and defense of several regions, including Mykolaiv and Zaporizhia.
Kharkiv region is being liberated, in particular, by the military units of territorial defense from Podolia and Kiev Oblast. The people of Dnipropetrovsk, Kiev, Transcarpathia, and Vinnytsia are fighting for Donetsk region, Luhansk region, Kherson region side by side with everyone, with local people. Our beloved Mykolaiv region, Zaporizhia region, is defended, in particular, by the people of Lviv and Ivano-Frankivsk.
He stresses the importance of further developing the territorial defense, saying that this is the best foundation of our national security.
We will be able to win our independence for all generations of our people. And to guarantee it, to guarantee the safety of our people, we will ensure the systematic development of the territorial defense forces. When the people are armed, when our people know how to defend themselves, this is the best foundation of our national security.
Ukraine has now claimed full control of the eastern logistics hub of Lyman, Kyiv's most significant battlefield gain in weeks, providing a potential staging post for further attacks to the east while heaping further pressure on the Kremlin. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the capture of the town demonstrated that Ukraine is capable of dislodging Russian forces and showed the impact Ukraine's deployment of advanced Western weapons was having on the conflict.
This weekend, again, we have seen that they have been able to take a new town, Lyman, and that demonstrates that the Ukrainians are making progress, are able to push back the Russian forces because of their courage, because of their bravery, their skills, but of course also because of the advanced weapons that the United States and other allies are providing. And this is making a difference on the battlefield every day.
Russia's defense ministry says that it is pulling troops out of the Lyman area in connection with the creation of a threat of encirclement. Aslam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.